神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Once again, we are looking into another area of life.
我们要再次来看看我们生命中的另外一个领域。
Now, people like to be in control.
人喜欢控制。
And feel that they have everything just where they want it and how they want it.
会想要不管是什么事情，就是按着自己的想法，按照自己的时间。
But they find out...that they just can't have it that way all the time.
但是你会发现不是什么都可以如你的意的。
You cannot control the events.
你不能控制环境。
You might think you have stored up a lot of wealth, and then comes depression.
或许你有很多的财富，可是呢，却陷入这种情绪的沮丧。
Now you may be one who have been very careful about how much exercise you take, vitamins, you eat well,Sleep well, you take care of your body.
或许你是那一个很注意健康，然后有很多的运动，吃很多的维他命，然后你也吃得很好，睡得很好。
But some disease that you least expected came, and all of your good works that you have done is gone.
可是出乎你意料之外的有一个你没有想到的疾病却侵犯你的身体，所有你的那种啊健康，你的光顾，一切都没有了。
So you see, you and I cannot control events.
所以你是没有办法控制环境，控制这个事实的。
Now, you cannot control other people.
你也不能控制别人。
You might think that you have some in control,but not really inside.
或许你认为你可以控制人的一些事情，但是事实上你是没有的。
And they will seek a way to get out from under your control.
人们会从你的控制当中溜走的。
And they may actually make life very miserable for you.
然后呢，旁边的人也会把你的人生弄得很糟糕。
So it doesn't take us long to realize we cannot...thoroughly control other people's lives.
不用太久，你就发现你是没有办法去控制别人的生命的。
But there is one that you can control.
只有一个你可以控制。
You must understand that it is yourself that you must learn to control.
那就是你要学习怎么样来控制你自己。
Now, to know how to control your life, you must have some boundary set.Some standard to live by.
你要知道怎么样控制你自己呢？你必须要有一个规范，然后你要一些原则，才有所依循。
Or you will not know if you really control yourself.
不然的话，你就没有办法真的控制你自己。
Now there's an area that's very important that many push aside today.
有一个很重要的领域是大家所忽略的。
That is...Are you morally sound?
那就是你在道德方面有谨慎吗?
Do you really understand the tremendous benefits of being a morally good person?
你知道什么是成为一个有道德、有规范、有这种伦理的人的这个好处吗?
The reward of the harvest is great to a moral person.
一个有伦理道德的人，他得到的那种收获是你想不到的。
Because in many ways, that means that you are in control of your own self against all else outside of you.
那个意思就是说呢，你控制着自己，让你 不用被四周围所有不好的因素来影响。
Another area and another standard that we may have to set is that we're going to not be easily influenced by those who have no principle in their lives.
之后你也不会容易被四周围那些没有原则，那个生命中没有伦理，没有原则的人来影响你。
When you can learn to say yes and no and mean it, then you have some control.
如果你是那一个可以很认真的说是，然后或者拒绝不是这样的人的话，那你就是一个可以控制你自己的人。
There are many around you who have no principles.
很多人在你四周围，他们是没有原则的。
They have no guiding light in their life.
他们根本没有一种引导。
And we can be so easily influenced by them if we're not in control of our own selves.
如果我们不控制自己的话，我们很容易就被他们影响。
Do you possess wisdom and balance in your life?
你有智慧而且还有平衡吗？
I'm not talking about education or wealth.
我不是讲你的知识或者是你的财富。
It is wisdom that can balance our education. It is wisdom and understanding that can balance our wealth.
只有智慧才可以来平衡你的知识，只有智慧才可以平衡你的财富。
You might say, I don't think I can do that.
或许你说我没有办法。
I don't think that I possess within me the ability to control myself.
你说呢，我没有能力来控制我自己。
Actually, you're right.
是的，你对了。
We need help.
我们需要帮助。
As I know that Jesus Christ set down some marvelous standards and set down some marvelous principles that you and I can live by.
耶稣基督立下了非常好的标准，还有他的原则，来让我们可以依循。
But he did not just set them down. He said, I will help you.
不是只有他立下这些规范、这些原则，而他自己答应要帮助我们。
You see, this is what is the difference between religion and God's and knowing Jesus Christ with a personal relationship.
这就是为什么你认识、相信耶稣跟所谓的宗教或拜神明是不一样的。
You know, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命。
And we come to God by knowing Him.
我们到神的面前是借着我们认识他。
You see, God sent Jesus as an example for you and I.
神差遣耶稣成为我们人的榜样。
If you ever read the life of Christ,
如果你知道耶稣的生平，
you will see a man who went through everything like we go through and yet controlled himself through the Spirit.
你就看到耶稣怎么样像我们一样经过人生的过程而能够自己来控制自己。
And he said, I can help you control your life.
他也对我们说我可以帮助你来节制你自己。
And in doing that, we have an abundant life.
这样的话我们就会有很丰盛的生命。
You say you mean I'll be rich?
你的意思说是有钱吗？
No.
不是的。
But the inner man will be at peace and your life will count for something that's worthwhile eternally.
我所谓的丰盛是你的里面有平安安宁，然后有永恒，可以吃到永远。
Now let's see if you can pass the test that will show you that you are with the help of God through Jesus controlling your own life.
如果你能够通过等一下的一些测验的话，那么你就表示说你是借着耶稣基督的帮助，你真的是一个很能控制你自己的人。
Now to see the principles that you have.
我们来看看你有什么原则。
And knowing the ones that you have, then you know that you are controlling yourself.
那你知道之后，你有什么之后呢？你就晓得你是不是一个控制自己的人。
But if you do not have these principles,
如果你没有这些原则的话，
you're really out of control.
那你就是一个失控的人。
And you need help from Christ.
你需要主耶稣的帮助。
The first one is lying.
第一个是说谎。
What do you think about lying?
你对说谎的想法怎么样?
Does it only bother you if you get caught lying?
你是只有在别人发现你说谎的时候才干扰你吗?
That whenever a situation comes up, you don't see any harm in lying a little?
有时候情况来的时候你稍微有点谎话你不觉得有什么伤害。
But the standards of God is that we should not lie.
但是上帝的标准是我们不能说谎。
You say, but that's so hard.
或许你说这个怎么可行呢?
Do you want to know why you lie?
你知道为什么你在说谎吗?
I'm going to give you some reasons why people lie.
我要给你一些人会欺骗的原因。
Some people lie just to get attention.
有些人欺骗是因为他们想要得到一些人注意。
They'll say things that make people think, oh, is that what they did? Or is that what they are? Or is that what they can do?
他们说一些事情让别人注意到他在做什么。
Now let me ask you, do you need attention?
你需要别人注意你吗?
We really don't.
我们不需要。
Because our very life can be lived so that we don't need the approval or the attention of others.
因为你自己生活,你的生命并不需要别人来肯定你。
And if you please God, you please the one that you should.
如果你讨神的喜悦,那才是真的你要去讨他欢心的对象。
Now, some people lie to gain control.
有的人呢,用说谎欺骗来得到控制的权利。
They want to be in control no matter what it costs.
他们不计一切的代价就是要控制。
If they have to lie to get it, then they will lie.
他们为了要得到,所以就用欺骗的方式。
Sometimes they lie to get revenge.
有时候呢,用欺骗来报复。
They'll make up a lie on a person and then tell it, and then others will look down or they'll get them in trouble.
对某一个你想要报复的人说一些不是事实的话然后让他们呢有困难。
But we don't have to because the word of God tells us that God will revenge for us.
神的话告诉我们他要自己来报应所以我们不需要去做报复的工作。
Some people lie to avoid responsibilities.
有很多人欺骗是因为要逃避他们的责任。
They want to get out of their duties. They want to get out of what they have to do.
他们该做的呢想要能够逃避。
And so in a sense, they're cheating.
所以他们是在欺骗。
Sometimes we lie to receive acceptance.
有时候我们欺骗是为了要得到被接纳。
We tell the lie so that the person will accept us or what we have said.
我们说一些谎话让对方来接纳我们。
That means you're a slave.
那这样的话你就是一个奴隶。
You're a slave to others.
你是别人的奴隶。
That you have to have their acceptance.
因为你需要一定要需要别人对你的接纳。
Sometimes you do as you say to balance unfairness.
有时候呢你说谎是为了要来面对一种不公平。
You think you have to lie to make things fair.
那以为只有说谎才能够让别人来对待你公平。
But remember, we can never change situations or people.
但是记得你没有办法去改变情况或者是人。
Sometimes it's because your family has been an example for you in lying.
有时候是你家人呢一向都是有说谎的例子所以你也会说谎。
It's easy for them to say, well, tell them if someone calls, tell them I'm not home.
有时候家里面人跟你说如果谁打电话来跟他讲我不在家。
Or in some way, they do someone out of a little money.
还是呢用一点小方法小技巧来赚钱。
And they have found the answer to try to get away from things by lying.
有时候呢为了要逃避所以呢只好说谎。
And maybe they have become your example.
那这些呢都成为小例子然后成为你的模范。
We do not need to do these things.
我们不需要做这些。
When a man gives an honest word,People know they can trust him.
如果你给的是一种诚实的这样的榜样的话，别人就知道他们可以信任你。
If you want to be in control of your life, then you tell the truth.
如果你是一个要成为一个控制你自己的人的话，那么请你一定要懂得怎么样说实话。
When you're out of control is when you're trying to gain respect or trying to change people.
当你想改变人，当你想改变环境的时候那个时候呢就是你没有办法控制你自己的时候
Let's go on to something else This is an emotion
接下去是情绪的方面
It's very real
很真实的
It's part of our very being
是我们人的一部分
And it's anger
那就是生气
Now anger in control is very, very much a part of our life.
那不能控制而生气，这是很容易的，常常发现的。
But the problem is that many times anger gets out of control.
问题是生气了，但是呢，失控了。
And then you are not in control any longer.
这样的话，你就已经没有办法控制了。
When your child can make you very, very angry, then he has won because he has brought you down to anger.
那或许你的孩子有时候呢，会把你让你很生气，那让你生气到个地步不能控制自己，那你的孩子就是那一个让你显示出你这种问题的人。
Now to control your anger, you must learn what causes it.
那你要控制你的怒气，你要明白到底什么让你生气。
Why does this make me angry?
为什么会让我那么生气？
And then you must learn how you to respond to it.
然后你要学习怎么样来面对生气的情况。
Not with rage.Not with blowing up at people.
不是把它发泄或者是爆发或者是发在人家身上。
But I learn how to face the conflicts and be able to work through them.
是懂得怎么样面对冲突然后来处理。
Another good way to control is learn how to manage your reaction, what you do. Learn how to manage it.
那你要另外一方面，你如果是一个很会控制自己的人的话，你就知道该怎么样来安排自己的行动反应。
And you do that many times by delaying your reaction.
那为了要控制安排你的行为反应呢，常常你就是要缓慢下来，缓冲下来。
But many times when someone does you injustice and when you get very, very angry, if you can delay your reaction, not yelling and hollering, but just quietly, delay any type of reaction that might come.
如果当你在很生气的时候，然后你不要说一触即发就很大声叫，或者是马上去做处理的话，那你慢慢的就缓冲下来，让自己思想过。这个就是你可以控制自己。
Sometimes people have said count to 10.
有时候人会对自己说呢，从一数到十。
In other words, they're saying, let yourself cool down.
意思是说呢，让自己冷静下来。
Because in the heat of anger, you say things that you're later sorry for.
因为常常在生气时候所说的话，后来会后悔的。
Now you say, you mean I just forget what they said?
或许你说这样子我就不管他们怎么对我吗？
No, that's very bad.
不是的。
That'll cause you even sickness, holding in this type of anger.
如果你都不管都不去面对的话，可能会压制下去让你生病。
But you face this after you've cooled down, you face it and confront very calmly what the action of the person.
我的意思是说，如果你控制你自己，然后你让自己冷静下来，再来处理，再来面对，那才是好的。
You must learn how to manage your thoughts.
你要知道怎么样来处理你的思想。
Because sometimes when people have made you very angry, your thought pattern just goes back to it and back to it, and it just troubles you deeply.
有时候呢，你在生气的时候，里面你的思想就在那里萦绕，而且呢，萦绕，所以呢，越来就越干扰你。
You must learn how to think about something else. Turn your thoughts another way. Get busy. Do something to get it out of your mind.
你要学习怎么样在你生气的时候，要想那些情况的时候，就把自己的注意力分开，去做一点别的事或想别的事情。
Many times those thoughts are building up an area of revenge in your heart.
因为那个时候呢，你心里面会有一些报复的思想出来。
Sometimes we sit and think, how can we get back to them?
然后你就开始在那边想，我该怎么样来报复，怎么样采取行动。
But this is the place where knowing Jesus Christ makes a difference.
你知道，如果你认识耶稣就不同了。
Because his word tells us that God will revenge us. We don't have to.
因为圣经的话告诉我们，神自己要为我们报，要为我们主持公道，他要报应。
Because the very thoughts of revenge eats your heart.
因为报复的思想会啃吃你的心。
Another way to control your anger is to stay a healthy distance from situations until you can confront them clearly.
另外一个方法要来控制你的这种生气怒气呢，就是呢，保持一个距离，然后让你冷静下来，到一个地步呢，你才去面对，去处理。
Now that we have talked about how to control our anger, let me ask you something. You're not a thief, are you?
另外，我问你一个问题，你应该不是一个小偷吧？
You can be trusted, can't you?
你是一个可以被信任的人吧?
You see, this is another area of control in our life.
这个就是另外一个我们生命中要控制的地方。
We've learned to respect other people's property.
我们要学习怎么样去尊重别人的拥有物。
We don't need what they have.
我们不需要他有的我也要有。
Whether it's at work, whether it's at a friend's house, whether it's in someplace else, we just don't need it.
不管是工作的地方或别的家里面或别的公共场所那些东西不是你一定需要的
Because you see you have a healthy pride in your own ability to get what you need
你应该有一种健康的尊严有能力来要你要的而不需要降低你的人格去用偷的
You see you will not build youraccomplishments on what you take from someone else.
你绝对不会要把自己的成就然后用拿别人的东西属于别人的来做你的成就吧。
Now, this area of stealing is very broad.
那我所谓的偷是很广的。
A bribe is taking something that doesn't belong to you.
比如说呢你去贿赂也是一样去偷了不是属于你的。
The things at our job that doesn't belong to us, we don't take them.
那在你工作场所上面呢你拿了你不应该拿的东西也是一样是偷
When it tells us that this belongs to someone else We don't copy it, we don't take it
如果它是属于人家的你就不会去拿的
It's not just robbing a store and stealing money from people by force No, I don't mean that
我讲的偷不是去抢或者是去真的去当小偷
I mean that we have a principle that we do not touch other people's property, but we build our own by getting our own.
我的意思是说呢，我们有一个原则，我们不去碰，也不去拿别人的所有的，我们有自己的，而且我们自己去取得我们自己要的。
Another thing I want to talk to you about is your mouth, the way you talk.
接下来我们要谈到你的讲话，说话。
You see, a man really is judged by his speech.
一个人怎么样判断他呢？是借着他的说话来判断。
If all you can do is express yourself by cursing people, then your heart is evil.
如果你所说的话都是在咒诅别人的话，那你的心里面一定是很邪恶的。
Because the mouth expresses what is in your heart.
因为我们心里面所想的就由口来讲出来。
You see, a bitter person will soon reveal themselves by their speech.
如果一个人心里面很苦毒的话，他一讲话马上就可以流露出来的。
It won't take you long to know that that person is very bitter.
不用太久，你就发现这个人心里面有很多苦毒。
An angry person?They belittle themselves by their wrath and by being out of control.
一个里面有怒气的人一讲话出来就是那种不能控制的那种生气的话。
You see, the situation controls them. They do not control the situation.
因为情况控制了这个人而不是他能够控制情况。
Impure words comes from an impure heart.
讲脏的话是从一个脏的心来的。
Showing our lust through our words.
我们讲话带着那些情欲。
Telling jokes that are not clean and healthy.
讲一些不干净黄色的笑话。
You see, in other words, if we have a polluted, unclean, deceitful mouth, it means we have a polluted and unclean, deceitful heart.
我的意思是说呢，如果你有一个不干净，有一个肮脏的这种说话的口的话，那么你一定有一个肮脏被污染的心。
Remember this, if you're in control, you learn how to control your mouth.
记得如果你是一个懂得自制的人的话，那么你就懂得怎么样来控制你的口的说话。
And the real way of doing that is by having a clean, clear heart and conscience.
唯一能够做这样子的话就是能够有一个干净的良心有一个很纯全干净的心
This is a very hard area.
这是我们很难的部分
The Bible tells us the tongue is just a little member, but it stirs up a great fire.
圣经告诉我们舌头是一个小小的白体里面最小的一个器官但是呢它却可以像小火一样能够点燃一个大森林
It actually tells us that when you can control your tongue, you can control your life.
那也告诉我们，如果你可以守住控制你的舌头的话，那么你等于是守住了你的生活，你的生命。
Now once again, let us look at how we can control ourselves.
我们再回来看，到底我们怎么样来控制管理我们自己。
We must look to see our principles, our standards, and the boundaries for our life.
我们需要立下一些我们自己的原则、规范、标准。
You may not make them for others.
你不用把这些标准放在别人的身上。
But God's word is a marvelous standard.
那神的话就是你的标准。
That's why one writer said, I hide the word of God in my heart that I might not sin against him.
那就是为什么诗篇的作者说我把神的话藏在我的心里免得我得罪神。
One way of being in control is being a person that cares about others.
另外一个能够控制自己的方法就是要想到别人，要关心别人。
Now the Bible tells us the greatest commandment of all is to love our Lord our God with every part of us.
因为圣经告诉我们最大的诫命就是爱神尽力的爱神。
And the second commandment is love your neighbor as yourself.
接下来的第二个大的诫命就是说呢，我们要爱人如己。
Who is our neighbor?
谁是我们的邻舍别人呢？
Our neighbor is anyone that's in need.
四周围那需要的人就是我们的邻舍，我们的邻居。
When we become a very kind person,
当我们对人仁慈的时候。
Now you see this has to do with the motive of our heart.
那个是从你的动机出来的。
We really care about the person.
你真的是关心对方。
It involves many times our mouth, how we speak.
那就会，你就会想到我的嘴该怎么说话。
And so in our kindness, we show others that we really are in control of our life.
因为你有这种仁慈的心呢，你就显示出来你是一个懂得怎么样自制控制自己的人。
There's something about having a tender heart.
然后呢，要有一个很温柔的心。
Do you think that someone in control is just a strong, hard, gruff person?
你知道，如果一个懂得控制自己的人，难道是一个很刚烈，然后是一个很严厉的人吗？
No, that's not real control.
那不是真正的。
Real control is a person that inside is tender-hearted, forgiving, loving, and as we said before, kind.
一个真正控制自己的人，并不是那个外面很粗暴、非常的强烈、很刚硬的这样的一个人，反而是里面是温柔、恩慈的人。
If you really want to have control of your life, then get a new master.
如果你想要真的控制你自己的话，你需要有一个新的主人。
A master that you can trust.
那是你可以信任的一个主人。
One that can keep us in every situation.
他可以在任何的情况下保守我们。
He can change the inner man.
他可以改变你的心。
He can give us something very beautiful to live for.
让你的生命里面更美。
You see, when you're in control, you are a beautiful person.
如果你是一个懂得控制人生的人的话，那你的人生会很美。
You are an outstanding citizen.
你是一个标准的公民。
You're an honored person.
你是一个被尊荣的人。
One that can control himself with the help of God.
那借着神的帮助，你是一个谨守自制、自我管理的人。
May this be the purpose of your life.
愿这样成为你人生的一个目标。
To let your new master Christ.Control your life.
让你的主人耶稣基督来掌管你的生命。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。